In California, election officials are sorting through piles of paper to determine how many candidates will appear on the state's recall ballot as potential replacements for Governor Gray Davis. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is following the story and joins us from San Francisco. So, Richard, a tally yet?
We are being told by the Office of Secretary of State Kevin Shelley that 184 people have filed to join the race. We will have an official number later this week when the Secretary of State certifies who has actually fulfilled all the requirements, specifically who has coughed up the $3,500 and has a list of 65 registered voters supporting their candidacy. We should remind our listeners that these 184 candidates do not run against Governor Davis. They run against each other to replace him in the event that a majority of voters cast ballots to recall the governor.
That's right. He has to lose the recall vote. Now, there's been so much attention focused on Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it seems like it's paying off because one hears that there's a new poll in which he has 25% of the vote.
And that poll doesn't have much good news for Governor Davis. It says that only 35% of registered voters would vote to keep him. This is a Time CNN poll. And so at 35%, that gives the other replacement candidates a real shot at this thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a front runner, and he is followed by Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who comes in with 15%.
Now, the Democrats, do they look as if they're on the ropes? What's their strategy?
Well, for Governor Davis, he's got to figure out a way to convince voters right now that the recall is a bad idea and that it's a waste of taxpayer money. But his job has been made much more difficult by the entrance of Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante into this race as a possible replacement, because Davis wanted to cast this recall election as a right-wing power grab, and Bustamante's presence doesn't help him. There were some who said that the party needed a high-profile alternative to the governor. Others said that having Bustamante in there makes Davis's recall much more likely. Bustamante, on the other hand, is in this very odd position of telling people vote no on the recall, but vote for Bustamante just in case Davis is recalled.
What about the Republicans? Are they falling into line behind Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's been a fascinating part of this past week, that that while the Democrats were arguing about whether to get all of their guns behind Governor Davis, the Republicans were also having their problems. Their strategy has always been to unite behind a single candidate so as not to divide their vote. And now they have four candidates. In addition to Arnold Schwarzenegger, they have State Senator Tom McClintock and businessman Bill Simon, who lost to Davis in November. McClintock and Simon are already attacking Schwarzenegger from the right, saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger is not a true conservative, and they are baiting him to come out with some positions on the state's problems instead of the vague assurances that he has offered thus far.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco, thanks very much.
Thank you.